Ramen is a type of Japanese noodle soup that was commonly a street food, but has now become a gourmet sensation around the world. Folks in the Kofet region have also become more familiar with the cuisine because of a few places having it on offer, but do people outside of Japan really know what authentic ramen food culture is all about? Local gold-certified Japanese cuisine chef Avi Sternberg is planning to bring back this authentic Japanese food knowledge, after training with a famous ramen chef in Osaka this January. I am a member of the All Japan Food Association, AJFA, which is a corporation that educates people on foods and nutrition based on Japanese food and Japanese food culture, said Sternberg. My contact at Japanese Cuisine and Dietary Culture Human Resource Development Program presented an opportunity for a meeting, training session with a famous ramen chef in Osaka in early January. Sternberg said he plans to capture images and share points about the learning with the Kofet community in order to increase awareness of authentic ramen food culture. He will also be learning about a new trend in ramen food culture, which is plant-based. Due to the growing popularity of vegetarian and plant-based cuisine, a Japanese-based company has developed a 100% plant-derived umami ingredient called Miracor, which has made it possible to create a vegan dashi that tastes similar to a non-vegan one. As a member of the AJFA and certified at the gold level in Japanese cuisine for foreigners under the Japanese Cuisine and Dietary Culture, JCDC, initiative, I have two primary goals, said Sternberg. One is to act as a sort of ambassador to support education on authentic Japanese cuisine outside of Japan, and two, to continue to develop my skills and knowledge in the culinary methodologies. For those who can't make it to Vancouver or Japan to taste authentic ramen, Sternberg said he has created some recipes here in Kofet that folks can try. Shoyu ramen, which is a clear broth, Hokkaido ramen, which is miso-based, and a plant-based ramen, which still could include a soft-boiled egg, or not, if one chooses. Osaka is a place I strongly identify with, having spent more time there than anywhere else since I was 19 years old, said Sternberg. Over time I have built a comfortable familiarity and connection with the neighborhoods, people, food and culture. Sternberg said after completing his learning engagement with the Japanese chef on January 14th, he will be able to share more about plant-based ramen culture and what goes into making authentic ramen. Which type of ramen do you like best? Take the Peaks survey below. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.